Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning into Expressing You with Cornelia, a weekly show about feeling your way into wholeness. For men and women, processing our emotions is our way to freedom, and taking ownership for how you feel is the first step. We invite you to sit back and listen, take notes, or if you would like to ask a question, please call 1-877-296-0345. Cornelia also does sessions by phone or Skype. For more information, go to www.corneliadengel.com.
Hello and welcome everyone to Expressing You. I'm your host, Cornelia Dengel. Thank you for tuning in to this wonderful show, a show about feeling your way into wholeness for men and women. Processing our emotions and feeling our feelings is our way to freedom. Feeling our feelings is healing them. Taking ownership for how you feel is the first step. If you give yourself permission to feel everything, giving your feelings a voice, the need to judge anything vanishes. All feelings want to be acknowledged. And doing the investigative process will honor that. So let your feelings be your guide. Let your feelings be your teacher. The most important thing is that you feel good. And if you're not feeling good, you need to know why. Because only you know the answer to this question. Identify and release. Identify the feeling and release. Identify and release. What that does, it puts you in charge of your energy. And instead of reacting to something, projecting it out on the other person, you get to feel what it's about. And you get to start actually having fun. Because once you see how simple it is, that once you identify what you're feeling bad about and you identify the feeling and then you release it, you really start understanding that it's really that simple. And once you start this practice, it can become really fun. It can become very liberating. You can find out more about this process by going to my website at CorneliaDengel.com. There's an article there that talks about Emotions 101, and right underneath it, there is a PDF that's called the Processing Technique. And the Processing Technique is called Practical and Simple, because it really is a practical process. It's just a step-by-step, really processing what's right in front of you. I would like to give a very special thank you to Michelle Arbeau for creating the Authentic You Media Network that we are on today, and this is the platform that we use. So thank you so much for this wonderful show. We invite you to sit back, listen, and take notes, and you may also call in and ask a question at 1-877-296-0345. If you're feeling stuck in a job or you have a relationship question, you're feeling upset and you don't know what the feeling might be attached to, like a core wound or a belief, and you'd like some clarity around that, or you just want to be able to receive some assistance to identify what it is that you're feeling, I invite you to call in, or you can also use the chat as well. And so today, I'm going to bring on my guest early because we are going to continue on talking about relationships, especially since we had Valentine's Day yesterday. And so I'm going to bring my guest on, Janet Hickox. She is a former metaphysical bookstore owner. And Janet has been interested in all things spiritual, including astrology, numerology, Mayan astrology, the Mayan calendar, and, of course, in miracles for the past 20 years. According to Janet, her destiny is to raise the vibration of the planet by helping people connect to their destiny and their life purpose. Her tools are astrology in various forms and numerology. Janet's specialty is the destiny profile, which acts as a roadmap to the soul's desire, its shadow and wounding, and the gifts and talents that you're incarnated with, which enables someone to fully connect with their destiny and their life path. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Hi, thank you, Cornelia. It's a pleasure to be here today.
How really cool that we're doing this show today, and we did your show yesterday, your debut show.
I feel like we've been on the air a lot, but it's fun.
It is totally fun. This is what it's all about. It's about stepping into our gifts and sharing it out with the world, right?
Right. Absolutely.
And so today is the day after Valentine's Day, and I'm sure that this brought up a lot of things for people, in relationships yesterday. And I'm really excited to dive into the astrology around all that with you and to find out a little bit more how we can use the astrology as a tool to really dig deeper into how relationships work for us in our life. And I wanted to share, before I go into that, that I do another radio show, a biweekly show, where I'm a co-host at the Global Ascension Center. And I did that show this morning at 11 o'clock. And we were also talking about love. And I shared the following piece that I received in my inbox this morning. And it was the perfect piece. And I wanted to bring it to this show as well. And this is actually a writing from Wayne Dyer. It's an article from Wayne Dyer, and he had the perfect description of love and what it means to love and about relationships that is the perfect complement to what we're going to be talking about. And so this is what he says. Here is Ralph Waldo Emerson's description of the deep nature of relationship between ourselves and our fellow human beings. It is one of the most beautiful compensations of this life, that no man can sincerely try to help another without helping himself. If you desire peace for others, you will receive it. If you want others to feel loved, you will be the recipient of love. If you see only beauty and worthiness in others, you will have the same return to you. You'll only give away what you have in your heart and attract what you're giving away. Your impact on others, whether it be strangers, family members, co-workers, or neighbors, is evidence of the strength of your connection to Source. So think of your relationships in terms of holy or unholy. A holy relationship facilitates the power of your divine connection at a high energy level for everyone involved. Unholy relationships keep the energy at a lower, slower level for all concerned. You'll know your own potential for higher love when you start seeing the perfection in all relationships. When you recognize others' holiness, you will treat them as expressions of the divine nature that we all share, and you'll want nothing from them. The irony is that they become co-creators, manifesting your desires. So the key is, want nothing from them. Demand nothing from them. Have no expectations for them, and they will return this kindness. Demand from them. Insist that they please you. Judge them as inferior and see them as servants, and you'll receive the same. It's in your best interest to be acutely aware of what you truly want for others and to know whether you're in a holy or an unholy relationship with every person that you're involved with. So one truth I've recognized during the years of my growth is that it's impossible to know my own connection to Source if I'm unable to see and honor that same connection in others. The ability to see yourself as an expression of the divine and to see yourself in all of humanity is a characteristic of the holy relationship. It's the ability to celebrate and honor in others the place where we're all one. Wayne Dyer. I just love that. What is your take on that, Janet?
Initially, I just got goosebumps all over me. I mean, that's pretty profound. And I must have caught the part of the show this morning that you were on before you or after you read that, because I would have remembered that one.
It was after you came on, but it was just a perfect fitting. It's amazing. Again, it just showed up in my inbox, and it was perfect for this call and also the other call, you know, for relationships and exactly what we're talking about. So let's open it up with you today, and let's take a look at why would people want readings because of relationship issues, right?
Oh, heavens. You know, that's about the number one question that I get when someone is having me do their chart, is they want to know a couple of things. One, maybe when am I going to get into a relationship? What's going on between me and my husband or my significant other because we're at each other's throats? Other people are looking at, you know, some deeper feelings that are going on within the relationship, almost like something's being mirrored to them by their partners. And so that is in particular why people, you know, want to look at a chart. The first thing I'm going to do when I look at somebody's chart is I'm going to check out that seventh house. If some of you listeners aren't familiar with a chart, it is there are 12 houses. And the seventh house happens to be the house about relationship. It's the we house, as in you and I make a we, which makes a relationship. The opposite house from it is the first house of I. And so in reality, our relationships are really designed for us to be able to see ourselves more clearly. And a lot of judgment and blame and so forth can come up in relationships. And in reality, those are just the things that you are really judging in yourself or characteristics that you don't like about yourself. But you're seeing them right out there in the world in the faces of the people you love or who are closest to you.
Yes, that's exactly, because everything is just really a mirror, because it's never really about the other person, right? It's never
right.
about the other person. It's always about you, how you're feeling about what they're reflecting to you, what that's bringing up for you.
Yeah, and in truth, the nobody's out there causing any issues for you at all. It's really just coming up from within you. But in your chart, it's very clear that there are certain signals that I'm going to pick up. For instance, can I share something personal in your chart, Cornelia? Do you mind?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Okay, just because I happen to know your chart so well, your seventh house is very populated. You have, you know, probably, if I remember correctly, five or six different planets in that particular house. And so in this lifetime, your seventh house has a lot of emphasis. And then when you couple that with planets that are transiting through the same sign that is on your seventh house, then you get developments or you get challenges to the energies in relationship. And so it's no mistake that here you are working with relationships and working with emotions and things, and you know, there are other reasons why that's happening, but it's those particular planets that sort of show you yourself clearer when you take the time to look at it. And looking at your chart is one of those ways where we can sort of dive in and see what are you being triggered about right now. And then you can help, you know, you can get through the process like you do with the fear processing so that you can get past it and move on.
Yes, and I always love the validation that I receive, you know. That's one of the reasons why I love astrology is being able to use that as a tool to be able to see, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Sometimes, you know, you'll get that aha or whatever. You just have a deeper understanding, because really that's really what it's all about, is to understand yourself, you know, understand yourself through this process, love yourself through this process, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And then,
yes.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, and in your case right now, because in your chart, Scorpio happens to sit there on that seventh house, you're being triggered in a big way by the planet Saturn and also by the North Node moving through that part of your chart. So this is like pinpoint time for you to be bringing in a new relationship. And, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but you remember a year ago, we knew this was coming, right?
Yeah.
We knew this was coming. So that's another really good use of an astrology chart, is because you can see what energy is coming. You can be ready for it. You can be open to it. I can't tell you how many people who wanted relationships, but they really don't want a relationship, right? I'll start to tell them there's something in their chart looking like, you know, Venus is moving through that seventh house. You know, maybe you should be looking for a relationship. Immediately they're like, no, I that's not going to happen to me. Nope, that stuff never happens.
Instead of them going, you know, looking at the reason why they don't want to have the relationship and really taking a look there, you know, what's the reasoning behind it, and looking at those emotions and feelings that's behind that, you know, so that they can
Well, I think a lot of times people don't want to be disappointed. If I'm saying, you know, a relationship is in the offing and then it doesn't show up, most likely, you know, you've been, not you personally, but that person has been the cause of that not showing up because they were adamant about it. Nope, I'm not ready for that. That's not coming. And bless your heart, because you were open. When I saw that coming and I said that to you, you were like, I'm ready. Right? I'm ready. So
He came at the perfect timing. So this is perfect. So I think we have a guest, a caller in the queue, is Marilyn. I think Marilyn has a relationship question or something. I'd like to welcome Marilyn to the show.
Thank you. You caught me with a cough drop in my mouth.
Oh, you've got a little cold?
Yeah. It's definitely downgrading, so I'm okay with that.
Right. Now, how are you?
I'm okay. I was wondering... though I have concern actually for my son as I was listening and thinking. Just wondering, he's 20, does not talk to me at all. And I'm just wondering how he's doing, like spiritually, mentally, physically. He's got a girlfriend in his life and she came to visit and she did not say one word. I have concerns about her. It wasn't just with me, it was with, even when they were with his friends, she was very oddly quiet. And you know, I just don't know what's going on for my son, and I'm hoping he's okay and will be okay. And you know, I'm a mom.
What sign is your son? Do you know what sign
he
is?
He was born April 21st, so he is the ram and the bull. God help me.
Yeah, he's right on the cusp, for sure.
Yeah, he's got the ram and the bull.
Yeah, and he's 20, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's some very powerful energies going on in Scorpio, the exact opposite sign of Taurus. Uh-huh. And so that makes it a pretty intense time for him. And I can imagine that, you know, at that age, relationships mean something completely different. They're almost like, in some ways, status symbols, you know, and maybe she's real beautiful or there's something that's attracted him to her. And really, for you, just sit down and ask him about it. I have a 21-year-old, so I get that they're not very forthcoming with information unless you get them sitting down and, you know, just say, hey, let's talk.
No. I can't get out of him what he wants for lunch. It's far beyond that. Yeah.
Marilyn,
I didn't know.
I'd like to find out what that is about for you. Because he's showing
question.
You something, reflecting something to you that is bringing up feelings for you, and what I'm sensing and feeling that it's bringing up, you know, frustration for you that you can't get through. And but if you track the energy line even deeper, what else is it? How does that make you feel that your son is where he is, and that, how does that make you feel? What is that bringing up for you?
Oh, it's definitely fear. Everything's out of love or fear. And it's been a hard road for our journey as a single mom and a father. I'm not too sure about in terms of his behavior towards a son. Well, I do have very strong feelings about that. But, you know, there's a lot of fear and worry and anxiety and frustration. And
but does it make you feel like you're not a good enough parent?
Yeah, less so now that he's 20, but, you know, I'm starting, you know, as they move towards 25, they start to, you know, you start to see more glimmers, but yeah, and left out, yep.
So that's, I think that's the end of the line. The end of the line is the not good enough, feeling not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy, because on some level, you might feel like you failed him, that he is, you know, that he is where he is, and you can't.
Yeah. Are you saying this from a, and it's all good, I just want to know, is this coming from a psychological perspective or intuitive perspective, or where are you speaking from? I'm sorry?
I'm speaking from my intuitive perspective.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, definitely. I definitely feel that I let him down, in terms of just life being so crazy and not being the super mom that I wanted to be, the super me, or having a better father figure for him, having chosen a better father figure for him. Those, yeah, definitely.
And so what I would offer here is for you to really sit down and process these feelings. Because if I asked you to make a list and come up with all the good things and the reason why you are a good enough parent, it's only the feelings that are coming up that you're not. And those are the feelings that you're releasing. And it really just being able to sit with that and bring love to that place and being able to sit with that and release that and let that go. Once you resolve this, your son doesn't have to play that role anymore. Things will change and shift. I see it happening with my clients all the time.
So, but he's generally okay now.
I don't know if he's generally okay, but you know, Janet would probably be able to look more in his astrology chart to be able to see, you know, what's going on with him there, but I really think it's about what it is about for you, and so that you can come to a place of acceptance and allowance. He might be just going through a tough time, and he doesn't know which way to go and what to do, but it's not about him, it's about you.
Okay. This conversation is helpful for me. I volunteer taught radical forgiveness at a women's prison last year. And it sounds like I need to do some of my own medicine. I mean, I do worksheets, radical forgiveness worksheets. I just download them off the internet and do them for a lot of things. But speaking with you has helped me to focus exactly, because the mom-son thing, of course, is ginormous.
Yes, absolutely. No, there's a golden nugget there for you. There's a golden nugget because you're only feeling that you're not good enough because the truth is you are.
Yeah, you're right.
And Marilyn, what sign are you?
I was born September 21st, so I am on the cusp of Virgo and Libra.
Yeah, and of course Libra about relationships. Now, typically that seventh house is really about, you know, the more romantic or intimate relationships. But I
or
think,
lack,
you know,
or
you
lack
could,
thereof.
Or,
for about
or
5 years,
thereof,
lack thereof.
but that's because you're probably in a space of needing to learn about you and who you are. And, you know, at this point, your son can be, like, you know, Cornelia was saying, you know, he could be showing you something about you. So
your son is giving you a gift. He's giving you a gift.
Yeah.
And so go to my website, print out the processing technique, and start applying what you know because you already know. And it's time to just empower and identify what this is and start moving through it.
That sounds absolutely awesome. And I'm looking for your website on the Blog Talk page, but I don't...
It's CorneliaDengel.com.
I know you talked about it in the beginning. I'm sorry, but I don't see it on the web page. Okay. Cornelia. D'Angel,
correct? So I
correct?
Have a few other, pardon? D'Angel.
Yes.
D-E-N-G-E-L.
Okay.
Marilyn,
thank
I
you
have
so
a few
much.
Other callers in the queue.
Thank you.
And so thank you so much for calling in and feel better and
thank
nurture
you.
And nourish yourself through this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. God bless.
God bless.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. The next caller is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Susan. You only have like 1 minute. We don't
okay.
have much time, but I wanted to get to you because I know you've been sitting there for a little while. So try
just
to.
Just wondering
try
if
to...
I'm going to get the job I applied for.
Janet?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I'm wondering if I'm going to get the job I applied for. I already interviewed, and it's
okay.
taken some time to hear about it.
What sign are you?
Scorpio.
Ah, so Saturn is moving through your sun sign. And Saturn, you know, this is going to really depend on, did you apply for a job that was in alignment with your authority, your inner authority, or did you set out for a job that was below what you would normally accept for yourself?
I'm actually doing the job right now on a contract basis.
Oh, good. So you've already become the authority in this. So it seems
yes.
like it would be a no-brainer for you to just slip on in as the actual person doing that job.
That's
now,
what
I'm
hoping
saying that,
for, but it's taking so long. I was hoping you would have some insight.
Well, you know, planets are in the process of changing direction, and Saturn is slowing down to go retrograde this weekend, actually tomorrow. So that can cause a delay, and maybe there's something that's come up that they need to relook at or reevaluate. It's hard for me to say specifically, Susan, unless I'm looking at your chart, which I would be happy to do. You know, I can't do that today, obviously, on the show, but I would expect that there may be a short delay, and that would be because of Saturn slowing down to get ready for its retrograde station, just meaning it's getting ready to go backwards from our perspective here on Earth.
Oh, boy, how long does that take?
It's months. It does not go back to direct motion until July. Now, that doesn't mean that this is delayed for that long, so don't misunderstand that. It just means that something's probably kinked up along the way here, but will most likely settle itself down pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't lose hope. If this is what you want, then that's what you're creating. You've set the intention, and that's what you need to keep in your focus.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck. I hope you get it.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
you're welcome,
Susan.
And thank you for calling.
Yes. So
have
Janet,
a good night.
Can you believe we have 2 minutes left? I think we need to do an
no.
hour show, you and I, because we didn't even get to the juice. Are you kidding me?
No. I know. 30
so,
minutes, I
yeah.
swear. It is really
yeah,
like your hair's on fire.
Yeah. So it's... Can you tell, just answer this one question, can you tell in a relationship chart or can you tell how a relationship will work between two people in a chart?
Absolutely. There are two different charts you can pull for that. One is the Synastry chart, which just shows me the connections between the planets in your chart and the planets in the other person's chart. The other is a composite chart, where basically I take the two charts, I put them together, and I make a whole new chart as if that third entity is another person. It is the relationship. And that's the one, that's where the juice can really come in, because you can see what that relationship is in terms of a personality and its strengths, its weaknesses, etc. So that's a really fun thing to do for people.
That's so great. Where can people find out more information about you, please?
Oh, they can go to my website at living-astrology.com. And that, again, is living-astrology.com. And you can get my email from there and sign up for a reading and find out information.
Great. Thank you so much for being on, Janet. I know that you're going to be coming back. I know that we're going to be doing other things. Maybe we'll extend the shows. Who knows what's going to happen? Next week, tune in next week, February 22nd, when I'm going to go deeper into the relationship, talk with special guest, Jody Porowski. She's a passionate life maven and empowerment coach, and we're going to be diving deep into toxic relationships and striving to create a life we love. We sometimes come up against difficult decisions when we try to let go and hold on to things that no longer serve us. So tune in next week, and happy processing. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Feeling emotionally balanced is a key to feeling good. Thank you for listening and feeling your feelings. Each week, you will come away with practical tools, inspiration, and empowerment. Would you like to schedule an empowerment session? Go to www.corneliadengel.com. Feeling it is healing it.